Hi, this is Suzanne. Hi, this is Suzanne, and I'm here to speak to you today about nursing homes are ruining the USA. We definitely need more people to understand and realize that they are ruining the United States, and we can actually, you know, get some more beneficial information when the co-host gets on as well. We have a great thing that's going to be happening, I would say, in February 27, 2024. That's our news conference from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's very important that we can get a lot of people signing our petition, and even if they have, you know, to support it. You know, if they do, they could either share it or they could, you know, put some money behind the promotion. It's up to anybody who wants to help us out. We really want to save you from the disgraceful living that you do when you're in a nursing home. It's very abusive and very difficult to, you know, say, oh, I've been in such and such nursing home and I love it. No, they're all the same. Just it's who you're with and who helps you. And even in that circumstance, you also have a different way of, you know, getting things done and stuff like that. If you can just bear with me a second, I'm going to give you Silo's address, which is, 3253 Route 112, Building 10, Medford. And then you can look up the zip code. I don't have it right at the moment. Anyway, it's in Medford, New York. And basically it's Silo Inc. And you could go there. And we'll have our, on February 27, 2024, we have from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. our news conference. So please join us. If you have any direction problems, you could call Silo also, and that's 1-631-880-7929, and they're one of our sponsors. They're very good at helping out. Or call the Inner Sight hotline, which is 631-224-3090. Okay, tonight, our topic. They have been ruining the United States, you know, because if you go to other countries, I'll just put this as a, you know, something in there. If you go to another country, you're going to not have as many problems as you do in the United States with these nursing homes. People take care of their family, period. Or they have somebody come in and take care of the family when, you know, it's needed. Not all parts of the United States do that. And I'll just tell you, I'm having trouble with my aunt in Florida. She's roaming around the development in the middle of the night. She has dementia. She's just started it. And it bothers me to know that she's at risk there. The neighbors walk her home, and, you know, it's very scary to know that your loved one is roaming around the development at night. So you need good services. They only have nursing homes in Florida as opposed to treating people within their own home, which is really very important. You need to, you know, treat people right. Basically, I've been, you know, trying my hardest to, you know, make sure my aunt is safe. Okay, I have Frank, who's going to be coming on. He's the co-host for the evening. Frank Perino, here he comes. Hey, Frank.
Yes, and thank you very much, and proud and happy to be here, and Inner Sight, along with Silo, and let me put ADAPT in there, too, because it's definitely part of it, on a mission. And this mission is to make sure that people cannot go to nursing home. Now, there's the bottom line, see?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a question of keeping them out or helping them get out, you know, or trying to improve these places. No. The mission is to make it so that no one can go to a nursing home. In other words, it's not there anymore. It's illegal. We turned it into something better. You know, we talk to people every day. People call me every day. Now, who are homeless, in shelters, struggling, you know, many of them disabled. And it's just horrible that the state and the government don't do enough to help these people. And the reason they don't do enough is because their answer is, well, we'll put you in a nursing home. That's why they don't do enough to help people, because that's their answer. What are those voices in the background? I hear voices.
Oh, it's probably my mother-in-law's TV. Let me try and close the door. I don't like, you know, because I'm in the dining room area. Hold on. I'll be back.
And, you know, that is totally unacceptable. We do not, millions of us do not accept that concept, you know, that the answer is going to a damn nursing home, because they're disgusting, they're horrible. They're filthy, dirty, they don't care about people, they give you crap food. You can't have a job in a nursing home if you're able to work. They take all your money, your assets. I mean, the list goes on. So, teaming up now with Suffolk Independent Living Organization, we are proud to announce the first news conference of its
kind.
And I'll tell you why it's the first, because, I want to use Joe Delgado's words as the executive director. He said, we're really going to come down hard on these nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's needed. And that's a first. And,
oh, yeah.
And coming down hard means that we're going to tell the world how to deal with them, what the solution is. We're not going to suggest to the government. We're going to tell them. See, there's a big difference. We're going to tell them that you get rid of these places, you know, or you suffer the consequences. Nobody's going to vote for you, because that's eventually what's going to happen. So, teaming up with Silo, Tuesday, February 27, 11 o'clock, news conference, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it. We're going to, Silo is going to be contacting other agencies. We're going to be doing a lot of promoting on this, and we're hoping to really make a big splash, and we're hoping to do a news conference every month. Keep it going. You know, let people know what goes on in these places. Let them know how their tax dollars are being wasted. Let them know how their loved ones are being abused. And let people know that it doesn't have to be. One of the biggest assets that will come out of this is to pass legislation that the agencies now are allowed to raise money to keep a person out of the nursing home. Now, once that happens, that's the beginning of the end. Because if the nursing homes know that, you know, they're going to throw up their hands and say, well, they don't need us anymore. Let's join. You can't beat them. Join them. That's what's going to happen.
I hope to God that it does.
As soon as we get this thing going, because I've seen it happen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story before, right? You get something going. You get an idea. You know, you reveal it. You know? And then somebody of a major caliber sees it. In the case that happened years ago, it was Stevie Wonder who saw it when we did the Out of Sight night, okay? And once it caught on, a guy came in, Barry Levine, I'll never forget him. He came in with a foundation. And Barry said, all right, my foundation is going to pay for everything to promote this show. And that's what's going to happen with these nursing homes, I'm telling you, man. Once we get this thing going, we get a million signatures behind us, you're going to see celebrities are going to start coming forward. And they're going to say, well, I'll pay for so-and-so's aid. I'll pay whatever it'll be, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do a show to expose these nursing homes. That's what's going to happen. And then people are going to come out of the woodwork. You know, people are going to admit, you know, rich, wealthy people are going to start admitting, oh, I had to put my mother in this place. I didn't want to. It was horrible. And, you know, they made me do it or whatever the story will be. But all these people will start revealing themselves once we get this thing off the ground. Because it's not normal to run these nursing homes. It's not normal to drive somebody from their home. Isn't that what they're doing over there in the Middle East and the other place?
Yeah.
Gaza. What the hell's the name? What?
Gaza, G-A-Z-A, Gaza.
Yeah, but
or
the
Ukraine.
Other place too, Russia with.
Ukraine. Yeah.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing over there.
Genocide.
They're forcibly driving people from their homes.
Right.
It's the same thing when a person has problems functioning and the state stands by and waits until that person reaches a certain criteria and then throws them in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Takes them out of their home and puts them in a horrible place. You know, in other words, you deserve to be dead.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
It does.
That's
I mean, I'm laughing
people.
Because it's so true. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you're not quite there, you know.
So our mission is to reverse this process, to make it so that people will not look to put people in nursing homes. They will look for ways to keep them in their own home. And I had a beautiful phone meeting with Joe today, Joe Delgado from Silo, and he totally agrees that this can work and that this is the way it should work. Because no matter what you do, if you still have those damn nursing homes there, you haven't done your job. It's a half-assed job. Because they'll always be there, and if they're always there, they're gonna win.
Yeah.
They got the money. You know, they got us right now where they want us, but they don't know. They don't know what's gonna happen. If God gives me the strength, I'm gonna see history repeat itself.
I hope so. It'd
be
great.
Where celebrities came in the early 70s. And saw a concept and help. I'm going to see that happen again with these nursing homes.
Didn't you have a dream about that?
We don't
that?
Need them, man. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for all their help. They pledged another donation today to Inner Sight.
Great.
And we are definitely on a roll. And I'm seeing people say to me, oh, put me down on that petition. I spoke to two or three people today. And they said, I want to be on that. I want to send in my story. How do I, you know, that they want to know. People want to be on this. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to be disgraced and humiliated, you know. And their dignity taken away. That's why they want to be on it. So they can live their lives. And yes, nursing homes are contributing to the ruin of this country.
Yes, they are.
In one big way, they're taking people who can still work, and they're putting them in these places. They can't work in these places.
No.
And those are potential taxpayers. That's money for the government. And the government won't even have to put up a lot of money to sponsor those people if they allow the agencies to raise the money. Every agency in the community has contact or can have contact with the disabled person. We know that. All right. It's easy. All right. All they have to do is say, hey, so-and-so, we raise money now so you don't have to go to a nursing home. Are you interested? I guarantee you 99% will be.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And the other percentage, if they're given a choice, we would win them over immediately. Would you rather go to a nursing home or would you rather stay in your own home?
Good question. Rather stay in my own home.
There it is.
Hands down.
And we are embarking on this mission beginning late next month. We have the backing of the Independent Living Center, and I'm sure ADAPT will be following,
present,
coming in, and many other agencies,
mm-hmm,
will be coming in who don't believe in these places. And not only that, people who work for these agencies who don't want to go to these damn places. You know, how about the person who's ready to retire from an agency and has problems, and right away they want to push him or her into a nursing home and take all that money that they busted their ass for all these years. You think people want that?
No.
There's
any
logical audience.
My aunt, she has dementia, Frank, as you know. She'll say immediately if somebody recommended a nursing home for her, she'd say no. I can't do
She's
this.
She's got to have somebody, or they got to teach her every night, massage her brain.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing it, too.
Every night. I'm doing it right now with one hand. You're supposed to do it with two hands. Every night.
Oh, okay. Where,
massage,
at the top of your head or where?
Yeah, all over your head.
Okay.
Massage your brain.
That feels good.
Damn right. It improves the memory.
Circulation.
It improves circulation to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple process. So simple that people didn't even think of it. You know how that is.
Yeah.
But we have a captive audience in this whole thing. People who don't want to go to these places. And that's our strength. See, the nursing home have the money. Right? We don't have the money yet. But we got the audience. We got the people. And who was it that said Thomas Jefferson?
Mm.
You know, the people are the government.
They certainly are.
Damn true. And we got the government. We got the people. We just got to get those people to exercise their rights a little bit. And I think it's beginning to happen. You know, and once we get this thing going, we get a little money behind it, we put ads in a lot of the newspapers around the country, you're going to see people calling. The damn phone's going to be ringing off the wall. Oh, I want to be part of it. I want to be, yes. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait,
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I saw it happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I remember.
In the 70s.
That.
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles got together. Of course, you know, big money there, big publicity. The word got out. I went into Ronnie Delson's office one day. And he said, I can't answer all these calls. Tell them to stop calling me. We got the show. The celebrities were calling him from all over the world.
Wow.
They wanted to be a part of it.
That's great.
They were apologizing. Bob Hope, Sammy Davis Jr., all of them. Sonny and Cher. Called in. They wanted to emcee the show. Jose Feliciano was another one. The list is unbelievable. This is the same concept, you know, that we're embarking on. The same idea to get the word out of what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know, and I know it's going to work. As long as we keep on working, it's going to work. Oh, the number here is 213-816-1650. You want to run the Able News?
Yeah, I could do that. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, a Key to Rescue. Anybody interested in a Key to service dog, give us a call, send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And Joanne Diamond is the Keita lady over there, and great lady she is, Akita, great, beautiful Japanese mountain dog, very intelligent. So check them out, Big East Akita Rescue Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.
.net,
that is. Yeah, Verizon. All right, we're brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank you so much for all your help, John and the whole crew over there, Suffolk Bus Corp. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And once again, the big event coming up for us now, February 27 at Silo, the news conference on the solution to the nursing homes. The absolute solution and a solution that will not just get rid of buildings, it'll transform them into places where people can live. So that's the key on that one. And I'm sure that Joe Delgado will have a lot of information at this news conference.
Oh, yeah.
Statistics, stories, people that he knows that have died in nursing homes. And you know, I think everybody knows someone or knows of someone who has suffered or been abused or died in a nursing home.
Yes.
I'm beginning to see that.
Yeah.
The more and more that I get into this, you know.
The worst
All right,
thing
Inner Sight brought to you by brought to you by the Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call Gary. 631-484-3085 for the dog food and cat food. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. You know, inner sight is notorious for changing things. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We're notorious for going after situations that people have said, oh, that's impossible. You can't change that. That's a British law. Yeah? Well, look at it now.
Well, yeah, Britain.
We did it. We contributed mm-hmm. to it, and we did it. Oh, you can't change that in Hawaii. It's been here for 100 years. You'll never do it, yeah? I think one of the biggest things out of that was when I told, they didn't listen to me, but I think it got in the news, when I told the NFP, hire a blind lawyer with a guide dog and let him go there, and the guy can't even get to the trial.
Here's
your publicity point right there. You know, they wouldn't listen to me. So then Congressman Gary Ackerman got into it, and we got every damn network in the world.
There you go.
Following us around all day long. I'll never forget that. It was on the 6 o'clock news, and then it broke on the Hawaiian news that next day. You know, it got so powerful. And that's inner sight, man.
Yeah, we've been.
Don't tell
that
me that we can't get rid of these nursing homes, because we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work. We got the track record to do it. If anybody can do it, we can. We're
oh,
used
yeah.
to these kind of battles. All right, inner sight. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank you so much for your help. Ice Slip Cleaners helps. We appreciate that. Once again, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And tomorrow, Joe Delgado told me he's going to announce, he has a staff meeting. He's going to announce to the whole staff that I want everybody in this.
Mm-hmm.
February 27th, get all your friends, get all your relatives. We're going to kick ass.
Yes, we are.
So tomorrow he announces that to his staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, we're going to get a big turnout. Because this has never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
The first. There have been demonstrations. You know, but what? Demonstrations for what? More money?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the answer.
Nope.
If there's more money and the government controls that money, how the hell is that the answer?
It isn't.
It really isn't the answer. No.
That's correct.
I mean, what has that done? More money?
Nothing.
Are the nursing homes still there?
Yep.
I rest my case.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the answer. The answer is to get the money into the hands of the people who need it to stay
mm-hmm.
out of those places. And that's what this concept does. And at the same time, turns all these places into something good. Who the hell is going to argue against accessible housing? You're going to look like a moron.
Yes, they are.
They're going to look so stupid. What are they going to say? You know?
Can't
oh,
say
we'll
anything.
A,
that...
we'll, some people may be stupid and say, oh, we'll put a housing complex next to the nursing home. Get the hell out of here. No, thank you.
No, thank you. That's right.
Stupid. And still waste the money on the nursing home.
That's right. Do you want me to mention some of those figures?
The what?
The figures that we talked about from Skilled Nursing News.
Oh, yeah, whatever you got. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, $196 billion in 2020. Then when it increased again, it didn't increase. It went down, actually, to 181 around, let's see, 2021. And then after that, it went down again, and it was 170-something billion, that is.
Well, we're headed in the right direction.
Yes, we are.
You think any of that has to do with inner sight?
Maybe.
I
do too.
Somebody's hearing us.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're not going to let you know it, but I bet you any money, a lot of these politicians are meeting secretly and they're saying, hey, people don't want these places. I've heard this through the disabled grapevine. You know, you'd be surprised who hears this show. I found that out a long time ago.
Who was the guy was it Levy or something like that, that sent his staff to listen to the show, our regular,
the former Suffolk County executives.
That's right.
I forget who it was, but
I thought it was Levy or Levine or something like that.
I forget. Levy.
Levy, that's it.
Steve
I
Levy.
Knew I was saying Levine.
Yeah.
So
he
was a good guy, a good politician. That's all I remember.
Yeah, a lot of these politicians know what has to be done. You know. They're just afraid. They're afraid of looking bad. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But once we release this and we tell them how it can work, you know, some of them may come over and say, hey, maybe they're right. We should pass a law to outlaw the nursing homes and to let the agencies raise the money to help people in their own home. Why not let the agencies help their own people? That takes it off us. Then they can't blame us anymore.
That's right.
You see how that works?
Well, I know
right.
how that works.
You know, you put in a built-in backup that the government, I mean, that's the way it is now. It's always been that way, that if something fails, the government has to step in and make it good.
That's right.
That always has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's there all the time.
Yeah, it hasn't changed over the years. So, yeah, it has been there.
But the key here is to get the word out, how it can be done, and how effective it can be, and to give them the idea, hey, why don't you try it? Do it as a pilot. You know? Close a nursing home, turn it into accessible housing, put the people in their own homes, and give them what they need. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Definitely.
A pilot. Government likes to try things, you know. But it won't be really complete until they outlaw the nursing homes. All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line?
No, we're good right now. Just us.
All right. So the fact that money is going down is a sign.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, if the money's going down, that means that the residents, in some way, are going
to
suffer.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay for whatever's being done. And let me tell you, the lights, just I'm giving you an example, lights, water, all of that has to be paid for, including the residents themselves. You know, so to me, they've got such a high bill that you can't even get restitution whenever you're trying to, you know, give the money to the nursing home. They take everything. They literally take everything.
Well, if money is taken away, that means that they're going to go after the residents and more of their assets.
Right.
I guarantee you.
I
what
guarantee
else are they
you
going
as
to do?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad. It really is. When Mary one time mentioned, not Mary, Maureen, mentioned that her mother's pension was being taken. Oh, my goodness. I was, like, livid when I heard that. I was like, this is, they've overdone themselves.
They're pensioned all the time.
Yeah, I know.
All the time.
But I never heard it actually happen to a person until Mary and Maureen. Yeah.
Tomorrow night's show, Inner Sight, has the solution that will help all agencies. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
That's right.
Give you the idea. What is it, 8:37 New York?
Yeah.
All right. Live New York Internet Site 837 Nursing Home Show. Turn them into accessible housing and remove the burden, remove the tax burden, remove the apprehension, give people the help. Now, I want to use your aunt as an example, right?
Go ahead,
she's wandering around, right? Her brain is obviously being affected, all right? Now, first of all, she needs the right kind of doctor, holistic doctor, who will not only incorporate the method of massaging the brain, but will prescribe things that will help her brain and will tell her what, you know, what not to eat that's interfering. See, there's a whole thing going on here.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm going to try, if I get her here, Frank, I'm going to try to bring her to alternative healing here. She has to get new doctors anyway when she comes here because you have to fill it out with an MD, this stupid form. So, I mean, why can't an alternative doctor fill it out? It doesn't make sense to me, but that's the way they do it, you know.
The state should have somebody of her choosing that she likes to be living with her to protect her from wandering.
Yeah.
See, if she had the money, if Inner Sight had the money, we would get that person for her. I guarantee.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we would.
We have somebody
who
wants to
Ira Tucker and say, Ira, who's the Hollywood agency that took care of Stevie all these years? Look how reliable they were. That's who we would get. That kind of an agency. See? And she wouldn't have to give up her house. The person could live there.
She wouldn't.
Or we could get someone that she knows. See? There's so many different ways to do this.
There's also a bind that I have to get over. You know when I told you that they have very little services in Florida? Well, it's really a shame that they don't have similar services as they do up here. There's a lot of retirees down there. I don't get that part. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that you have all these agencies, and I can't even go down and see my aunt without letting my agency know that I'm leaving without the aid and this and that and the other thing. Let me tell
you,
it's more of a headache. It is.
It's all attached to the money.
Yeah. Certainly is. And yet Florida doesn't have it. Said so had to bring her here anyway.
Yeah,
they only send you to the nursing
home
in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So there you have the inner sight and looking forward to this news conference. Anybody who would like to be a part of it, put your little comment up on the petition with your picture, just contact us.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to build that now. You know, we have several people. I spoke to one more lady that I'm helping with a Medicaid situation. I think she wants to be a part of this. They wanted to put her in a nursing home, and her daughter came to the hospital and took her out of there.
Nice.
So she.
I had to argue with them, literally. Oh, your aunt is getting worse. She's like a mom to me. That's why I said that. Anyway, and when they said that she was getting worse, immediately that what was on their tongue, oh, we could put her in a nursing home with memory care and to help her out. That doesn't help anybody out. They just want the money, and memory care won't help her one bit. We know her memory is shot, you know, and they got new medications now. I wouldn't try that. I'd try, you know, some, you know, herbs and stuff that whatever holistic doctor gives me, and she probably would start getting some of her memory back.
Well, that's not what
that
I would have said to them. I would have said to them.
I know you would have said something.
Why don't you provide the money or the person to be with her so in case she does walk around, she's safe.
That's
what
right.
I would have said to them. That's what's needed.
I'm glad the neighbors are walking her back. I really am. I'm worried
but you
about
know
it,
what?
To be honest.
Yeah, but I bet you any money those damn neighbors are going to turn on you.
Oh, I don't know. She's had pretty good neighbors there. She's been lucky.
You know, they're gonna say, hey, this is dangerous. What's the matter with these people? Why don't they put her away? You know, that's what people are going to say.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. That's why I want to get her out of there and bring her to my house because I just feel that
you got to watch her.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. My husband and I, not my husband, but my aide and I could make that my aide do some hours that I'm missing. She could then help my aunt and then vice versa.
Well, make sure
bring it
you
back
can,
to me.
You can handle that. She runs out the door. What are you going to do?
Use my wheelchair to get her. That's all. But my wheelchairs aren't in the best condition either right now.
Well, that's what I mean. You got to make sure you got good equipment.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm waiting
site.
For that.
Friday night, the funnies. Don't forget, Jimmy Dennegan will be here with his make-believe seeing eye dog. Get out of here.
Seeing eye dog. He's a good dog.
You ever see that television show with Andy Griffith and
mm-hmm.
Bonnie had this dog, and what do you see, Andy? What do you see this dog? He's a police dog. He's a police. And Andy said, "Well, Bon, where'd you get that dog?"
"Well, I found him outside. He's roaming around, nothing to do, you know. He, look, come on, boy, come on."
That's a good show. I loved that show.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
You know. And that dog is very well trained. I don't know if Haggerty did it, but that dog was smart, man. Played that part.
Oh yeah,
very well trained. Anyway,
was that by Captain Haggerty? Did he do that dog or no?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the credits. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't see him, but I'd have to try to.
We could have somebody look. I guess that's not the best answer, but that's what
Haggerty
I got.
Trained
myself,
a lot
so
of those dogs.
Bad. Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, and then we'll go down the week. Monday night's Mad or Glad. Tuesday, open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your own subject. Wednesday, nursing home show, and, of course, the big talking point now will be February 27th.
Correct.
And put it up. Put it up, you know.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I've been working on it all day.
Get
I got to make it much more. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Get those people on that petition now. We need
That's what I'm going to do. I'm already putting myself on there, but I
That's
need to make it a little
do.
Less
Start
cumbersome.
With you, your mother, and your father. Go to mm-hmm. Mary and Maureen.
Right.
We got Brandy.
Oh, okay. She got a picture that
people.
We could use? Does she have a picture that we could use?
Yeah, she wants to. Okay, I'm going to give
okay.
you her phone numbers. You have to call her.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Not now, until we, I guess, a little later or tomorrow.
There are all kinds of people who are going to want to be a part of this, believe me. I'll call Danny and see if he wants to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. He's still in a nursing home?
Yeah.
How did he get,
well,
what did he was sick or something? And he went into the hospital?
He's trying to go in with his brother.
Mm.
So, I don't know. But we'll see what happens.
I hope Danny's doing all right.
But we're gonna
I felt so bad when I knew that guy, Scott. He's in a nursing home now. He injured himself so badly from a car accident. The car hit him.
Oh, call
he
him.
He had to ride in the streets.
You know
now,
where he is?
Him
call.
Being in a nursing home, he went to college for programming computer equipment and stuff like that. Has a very good skill, but nobody would hire him. And, you know, he has to be on this, not on the sidewalk. He was going in the streets because the sidewalks weren't accessible. So
call him and
that's
see if
what,
he'll want to be part of the petition.
I don't think so because he's very, very seriously ill right now. So,
well,
and they took
know.
Away his apartment and everything.
You never know.
Yeah, that's
Don't
true.
Prejudge it. Call him.
Yeah, I can.
Anyone you can.
All yeah.
right. Inner sight and... We're very proud, very happy to be a part of this history-making event in turning the nursing homes into accessible housing for all to benefit.
Wow.
And we're very happy that other people now have joined with us. It's not just us anymore talking on the radio world. All right? It's a whole independent living center and more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get bigger and bigger.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Until it explodes in a good way.
Yeah.
All over the country. You wait and see. So we
mm-hmm.
got to work it.
Yes, we do. Definitely. I'm looking for an area where I could just put up stuff. I wanted to do it in Sunrise Mall. Can't do it. They're converting them into housing, which is good, but they should make every single apartment in there accessible. I'm hoping that they would at least do more than what they normally do. You know?
Get the petition. Get the names up there with these people.
Yeah, I think that's going to be
good. That's the
first
thing you got to do.
Exactly. I started mine today, so.
Place.
Yeah, I started mine. I'm trying to keep it short and sweet, you know, and
yeah,
then I'll do my mom's and dad's. Yeah, it's got to be short and sweet.
Yeah, a little picture with a little comment on the bottom, that's all.
That's it, yeah.
To the point, right to the point.
Yep.
I told Joe Delgado today, I said, you know, I'm supposedly of the age of a nursing home victim, you know. I told him,
mm-hmm.
I said, Joe, I said, I'm not going to no damn nursing home.
There you go.
And he said to me, he said, I'll back you up all the way, whatever I got to do. How do you like that?
I love it. I really do.
So... and, of course, I would back him up all the way, too.
Yeah. That's only fair, you know.
There it is.
I'd make sure that you weren't in a nursing home. Shoot. That doesn't,
did
you
call
you know,
him today? You were supposed to call him.
Yeah, I did. I called him. I left a message because he was busy in another meeting. So I left a message for him, and he said he
he'll
wanted to talk
back.
To me, so I'm waiting. Yeah, he'll call me back.
All right, so Inner Sight, embarking on history here, this approach that has never been done before, the solution, the reasons, the stories, the people who don't want these places. And Joe was telling me that a lot of people who get injured on the job or accidents, or a lot of them, I think he said the average age 45 for nursing home now.
Wow.
People who are getting hurt are being stuck in there.
Yeah.
Sure, because they see money.
That's right. Anybody
That's
who
money.
Goes in there, you're in there forever. Unless you have a family member to say, I'm going to take over my wife's care. And that's what happened with my husband. He had to say that and
They're
sign something.
They're taking their damn money. Somebody gets hurt on the job right away, a lawsuit settlement, isn't it?
Yeah.
What the hell do you think they take them in for?
That's
what
they
take them in. Care about them.
No, for the money.
If they cared about them, they'd help them stay in their own home.
That's right.
So this thing is getting worse.
It is. I agree with you. Yep. It's like a genocide,
we're right.
If you ask me.
We're right on the money.
Yes, we are.
To do something about it.
Oh, yeah, I got to put them up
and,
there. I'll probably be done with mine tonight. I'm just going to write a little more to take, you know, not too much more, but just a little more, like, I don't know if you want me to put at the bottom of each of them, you know, that you could get in touch with Inner Sight by having, you know, this phone number there, the hotline.
No, that goes at the end.
That goes at the end, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
We don't want them to think we're doing this to promote Inner Sight.
Exactly. We're doing this for the people. And that's what they wanted. The only comment that they said was
On your mother, you know, I would say something like, the state would not help my mother to stay in her own home.
That's true.
You know, she died in a nursing home.
Adult protective services. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't mention any
people,
state.
Okay. The state, it's easier that way.
You got to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, I have to.
You know?
Yeah.
She wanted to live in her own home, but she was forced to die in a nursing home. That's the way I would say
That's
it.
That's right. Simple. Yeah.
And the state wouldn't help her.
Definitely. I have a picture before she went into the nursing home, what she looked like, and I have a picture of her in the nursing home. Oh, my God, it's terrible the way she looks. Terrible. I would never
put
that on.
Picture
I had a,
after you
yeah,
say
I
that.
Am. Yeah. I have it up there already, so I'm going to, you know, put it up again in the each post that I make. So if I make a post for my mom and dad.
Maureen and Mary up there.
Right. I have a picture of them, too.
You know, and we'll get Brandy. Yeah. That's almost a half a dozen right there.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
And I'll get this other girl I'm helping now out in Montana, see if she wants to do it. She's the one.
Oh, okay.
Her daughter saved her from the nursing home.
See? Yeah. I was saved by my husband. A year I was in the nursing home. They started taking my Social Security. And I'm like, where's my money? They said, oh, you know, we thought you were staying here. I'm like, I'm not staying here. Are you crazy? The next day I called my husband up and I said, please get me out of here before I go cuckoo. And that was just a phrase that I said, but it was coming very close to me telling him where to go.
Of course they want you to stay there. Take your money.
Yeah, definitely.
I would have said, even if I stay here, I can only give you $5 a month.
I love it. Write a check in Braille, too.
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Or they wouldn't want me in one of these places. I'd drive them nuts.
They wouldn't want me either. I was doing our show
first
from the nursing home.
First thing I do is I get Jimmy and I say, I want everything till I can read it.
There you go.
And you know Jimmy. He'd get him, boy.
Yes, he would.
Call him up. Heard. Oh, by the way, anybody who has been to Southampton Hospital, and if you're disabled, you've been to Southampton Hospital out here on the island, you've been abused, call Baja Mundi, 516-783-9662. A blind woman went in there to Southampton to get some help, and they said they wouldn't treat her until she took a COVID test. And she didn't want that.
Yeah.
She said, no, I don't take that. I don't trust it. I don't want it. They turned around and on the sneak stuck something up her nose.
Yeah.
And gave her the test against her will.
That's disgusting, if you ask me.
Jimmy
Somebody called me. He's
fuming. He wants to sue the ass off of them. He's looking for somebody else who may have been abused to make a strong case.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody who knows
that's,
anyone...
That's violating somebody by doing that, right, Frank?
Damn right it is.
Yeah.
Damn right it's violating someone. And we don't have enough time, but I'll tell you a story next time I get on the air about how Stevie Wonder was violated because he's blind.
Wow. He must have
all
been
right,
good.
In his sight. No, it wasn't good, but it's true. I just found out about it recently. All these years, I didn't know. Ira told me.
Wow.
I'm going to put it in my book.
Yeah, you should.
All right, in his sight, I'm going to get out.
Okay.
Go ahead, your show. Goodbye,
oh,
world.
Oh, actually,
thank
somebody
so
called in. All right.
Oh, all right. Who,
thank you.
You got a caller?
I'll get it.
We only got a few minutes.
It's 929. They just want to talk quick, I suppose. 929 number.
Oh, you better take
your
phone.
We'll get to
call.
You if you call tomorrow. We're sorry we couldn't get to you this evening. Please give us a call. It might be Maureen. It looks like her number. Anyway, glad to speak
tomorrow.
With everybody this evening. Yeah, tomorrow, if they could call. That would be great. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling. And thank you, Frank. I wanted to let him know we had a great conversation this evening about these nursing homes, and I totally agree with them. They're horrible. So everybody, the Inner Sight hotline number is 631-224-3090. Again, 631-224-3090. I think I said that right. Let me repeat it. 631-224-3090. Okay, I think I said that right now. All right. So nice to speak with everybody, and goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.